Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, sometimes in data science, it feels like you're juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle when you try to run one of these massive experiments.
Oh, I can imagine.
There are just so many data processing steps.
Yeah.
And it gets really complex.
Right.
But that's where this thing called NextFlow steps in, and that's what we're diving into today.
Okay, cool.
It's described as a DSL, you know, a domain-specific language for creating these complex data pipelines, but in a way that's parallel and scalable.
Oh, wow.
So, sounds like a game changer.
Yeah, definitely. NextFlow is, it's really designed to kind of bring order to the chaos of data analysis.
Okay.
It's like, if you imagine a conductor of an orchestra.
Okay.
You know, it orchestrates all the different parts of your analysis so they work together seamlessly.
Right.
And the best part is it doesn't matter if you're just working on your laptop or a massive cloud cluster. NextFlow can handle it.
So it can scale. That's awesome. Now, the source material that we're looking at today dives into some pretty impressive advantages of NextFlow.
Okay.
And I'm curious to get your take on what these actually mean for someone in the trenches of research.
Sure.
One that really jumps out at me is this idea of zero config.
Right.
We've all been there, you know, spending hours just wrestling with these configuration files.
Oh, yeah.
How does NextFlow just eliminate that pain?
Well, it really is a game changer, especially when you're dealing with complex pipelines that involve a lot of different tools and dependencies. NextFlow kind of lets you just jump right in, and you can just get to the building of your analysis without having to worry about all that, like, really complicated setup.
So less time fiddling, more time doing the science.
Exactly.
So it's like walking into a lab bench that's pre-configured, everything's calibrated, all the equipment's there, ready to go.
Exactly.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, and that's just one thing.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's more. NextFlow is also polyglot.
Polyglot.
Which means it doesn't care what your favorite programming language is.
Oh, wow.
Whether you're a Python person or a Perl person, it welcomes them all.
Okay.
And this flexibility is really important because it lets you leverage, you know, the skills you already have. You can use your existing code base without having to learn a whole new language just to use this tool.
So no need to abandon your trusty tools, no need to force everyone on your team to use the same language.
Yeah.
It's all about working together harmoniously.
Yeah, just like an orchestra.
Okay, now speaking of a well-conducted orchestra, let's talk about concurrency.
Okay.
Because this is one of NextFlow's like secret weapons, right? When it comes to handling these massive data sets.
Yeah.
It lets multiple tasks run simultaneously. So it's maximizing the use of your computing resources.
Right. It's kind of like having a bunch of chefs working on different parts of a meal at the same time instead of just one chef trying to do everything in sequence.
Right. Right. So that definitely makes sense to me. So this parallel processing, as they often call it, seems key to speeding things up, especially when we're talking about these massive data sets.
Yeah.
But how does NextFlow actually achieve this concurrency in practice? Because the source mentions this, like data flow programming model.
Yeah.
Which sounds very technical.
It can get a bit complex, but the basic idea is you define your pipeline.
Okay.
As a series of interconnected steps, kind of like an assembly line.
Okay.
And then what's really cool is that NextFlow automatically figures out how to parallelize that whole process.
Nice.
So it can split the work across multiple processors or even multiple computers.
So NextFlow takes the headache out of figuring out how to split up those tasks and distribute them efficiently.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like having a master project manager built right in, like behind the scenes.
Yeah. Like, and that also leads into this other key advantage, scalability.
Okay.
So you can start small. You can develop and test your pipeline, maybe on your laptop.
Okay.
And then you can seamlessly scale it up.
Oh, wow.
To run on like a powerful computing cluster or even the cloud.
Okay.
And you don't have to change any of your code.
Oh, wow.
It's really powerful for researchers who maybe start with a smaller data set. And then as their research expands, they need more power.
So I could start with like a simple analysis on my laptop. And if things get more demanding, I can just point NextFlow at a supercomputer and let it handle the heavy lifting.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So it's like going from a bicycle to a rocket ship without having to learn how to fly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's incredible. And this ability to scale so seamlessly is becoming like more and more important, right?
Yeah.
In data science.
Yeah.
Because these data sets are just growing exponentially.
Right.
Okay, so we've covered some of these like big picture advantages of NextFlow.
Yeah.
The zero config, polyglot capabilities, the concurrency, and the scalability.
Right.
But I'd love to dive a little bit deeper into some of the more specific features that really caught my eye in the source material.
Okay.
And one of those is this fast prototyping.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already talked about how Nextflow eliminates the need for complex configuration.
Right.
But how does it specifically speed up the process of actually building those initial pipelines?
Well, Nextflow is really good at this because it embraces like the concepts of reusability and modularity.
Okay.
So imagine building something with Legos.
Okay.
You have all these pre-made blocks.
Right.
And you can connect them easily, rearrange them.
Right.
Nextflow lets you do the same thing with your existing scripts and tools.
Okay.
So instead of having to write new code from scratch every time, you can kind of like leverage your existing assets and assemble them into these new pipelines really quickly and efficiently.
So it's like having this giant library of pre-built data analysis components that you can mix and match to create these custom workflows.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot faster than starting from scratch every time.
Yeah, much faster.
Okay. And speaking of pre-built components, how does this modular approach affect the reliability and reproducibility of your analyses?
Right.
Because the source mentions reproducibility as like a key feature. And I know that's like a cornerstone of good science.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need to be able to verify your results and make sure that your findings aren't just some, you know, fluke.
Right.
So Nextflow addresses this in a couple of ways.
Okay.
Firstly, it leverages container technology like Docker and Singularity.
Okay.
So it allows you to package your entire pipeline along with all of its dependencies into like a portable self-contained unit.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like a virtual lab environment that you can run anywhere.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can get consistent results regardless of the underlying system.
So it's like shipping like a miniature version of your entire lab setup to someone else so they can replicate your experiment exactly.
Exactly.
But what about version control?
All right.
Because things change so rapidly in research.
Yeah.
How does Nextflow help manage these different versions of your pipelines and keep track of all those changes?
Right. So that's where this GitHub integration comes in.
Okay.
So by connecting your Nextflow project to GitHub, you can easily track changes, manage versions, and if you need to, you can revert back to previous states.
Oh, really?
So it gives you like a really robust audit trail for your whole analysis process.
So it's like that meticulous lab notebook.
Yeah.
Diligently recording every step and every change.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, the next feature that I want to talk about, this one really blew my mind, is this idea of portability.
Okay.
Because the source claims that Nextflow can work seamlessly across different platforms, different operating systems, different hardware, different everything.
Right.
How is that even possible?
Well, the magic lies in abstraction.
Okay.
So Nextflow kind of provides this layer of abstraction between your pipeline's logic and the underlying environment that it's running on.
Okay.
So that means your pipeline code doesn't actually need to know the specifics of the platform it's running on.
Okay. So it's like having a universal translator for your data analysis.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fluent in all the major computer dialects, handling the translation behind the scenes.
Exactly.
That's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Especially for researchers who just want to focus on the science without getting bogged down in all those technical nuances.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, speaking of power, let's move on to this next feature, which sounds equally impressive, called unified parallelism.
Okay.
Now, I have to admit, the source mentions like data flow programming and inherent parallelism.
Yeah.
Kind of makes my head spin a little bit.
Yeah.
So can you break this down for us and explain how it works, you know, in a way that doesn't require a PhD in computer science?
Yeah, I'll try my best. So think of your data analysis like a factory assembly line.
Okay.
Each step in the process, you know, depends on the output of the previous step.
Mm-hmm.
So in a traditional like linear approach, you'd have to wait for each step to finish before moving on to the next one, which can create bottlenecks and slow down the whole process.
Right.
But with this data flow approach, multiple steps can happen concurrently, like at the same time.
Okay.
Whenever the inputs are ready.
Okay.
So it's like having multiple workstations on your assembly line all working at the same time.
So it's like an assembly line that's constantly moving.
Right.
Right. With different parts of the process happening in parallel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that makes things way more efficient.
That's much more efficient than like a single file line where everything just grinds to a halt if one machine breaks down.
Exactly.
But speaking of breakdowns, what happens if, let's say, my computer crashes mid-analysis?
Uh-huh.
Do I lose all my progress?
That's a good question. And it leads to this other great feature called continuous checkpoints.
Okay.
So Nexflow keeps track of all those intermediate results.
Okay.
And it saves your progress at regular intervals.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like checkpoints in a video game.
Aye.
That prevent you from having to like start all the way back at the beginning if you accidentally, you know, fall into lava or something.
So it's like a safety net for your data analysis.
Exactly.
Ensuring you don't lose hours of work.
Yes.
If something unexpected happens.
Right.
That's incredibly reassuring, especially when you're dealing with those long-running analyses that can take like days or even weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, last but not least, we have this stream-oriented concept.
Right.
Which sounds a little bit like plumbing jargon to me.
Yeah.
Because the source mentions Unix pipes and functional composition.
Right.
Can you demystify those terms a little bit for me?
Absolutely. Okay. So imagine a Unix pipe as like a way to connect different commands together, where the output of one command becomes the input of the next one.
Okay.
So it's a simple but powerful concept for like chaining together different processing steps.
Okay.
But Nexflow takes this concept and extends it, giving you this much more powerful and expressive language.
Oh.
So you can define complex data flows and interactions between the different steps of your pipeline, making it really flexible and adaptable.
So it's like building this sophisticated plumbing system for your data.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Routing it precisely where it needs to go.
Right.
Ensuring each step gets the right input at the right time.
Exactly. And that approach, what's known as functional composition,
okay.
It makes pipelines a lot more resilient, easier to understand, and much easier to reproduce.
So this has been a really fascinating deep dive into the inner workings of Nexflow.
Yeah.
And I got to say, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a remarkable tool. And the best part is it's surprisingly easy to get started with.
Now that's music to my ears. But before we jump into the practicalities of getting started with Nexflow, let's do like a quick recap.
Okay.
So we explored some of its key advantages. We talked about the simplicity of zero config,
yeah.
The flexibility of its polyglot nature, the power of concurrency, and then the scalability to handle these massive data sets.
Right.
We also talked about some standout features, like the fast prototyping, the reproducibility through containerization and version control, that remarkable portability across different platforms, the efficiency of unified parallelism, and then the safety net of continuous checkpoints, and then finally, that elegant flexibility of its stream-oriented architecture.
Yeah.
It's quite the package.
It is. And with all those features working together, Nexflow really empowers researchers to tackle even the most complex data analysis challenges.
Yeah, with ease and confidence. I can see why it's generating so much buzz in the data science community.
For sure.
But I think it's time to shift gears now and talk about how someone would actually get started with Nexflow. Because the source provides some pretty straightforward instructions, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The installation process is incredibly simple.
Yeah.
It really is straightforward. If you have, you know, Java 11 or later installed, which is pretty standard these days,
right.
You can get Nexflow up and running with, like, just a single command in your terminal.
Oh, wow.
And the source even provides, like, the exact command.
Okay, what is it?
It's curl-https.get.nexflow.io/.
Okay.
It's as easy as that.
That's remarkably simple.
Yeah.
I'm used to software installations that involve like navigating endless menus and downloading multiple files.
Right.
And agreeing to a laundry list of terms and conditions.
Yeah.
This is refreshingly straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, once Nexflow is installed and ready to go, where does a curious researcher go next?
Well,
is there like a Nexflow 101 or some kind of beginner-friendly pathway to get started?
There isn't like a dedicated Nexflow for beginners book or anything like that, but there are definitely a ton of resources to help guide you on your Nexflow journey.
Okay.
So the official Nexflow documentation, it's incredibly comprehensive. It's really easy to navigate.
Okay.
With clear explanations, practical examples, and it kind of takes you through a logical progression from the basic concepts all the way to the more advanced topics.
So even without like holding your hand through every step,
the
documentation provides enough support to get someone comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. It really empowers you to kind of explore and learn at your own pace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. Now, I know some people prefer a more hands-on approach when they're learning.
Yeah.
So for those folks, is there anything Nexflow offers that's like more practical?
Yeah, for sure. So in addition to the documentation, they have this awesome collection of what they call pre-built examples.
Okay.
So it's kind of like recipes for different data analysis tasks.
Okay.
So you get these concrete working pipelines.
Well.
And you can actually look at them. You can dissect them. You can modify them to fit your own research needs.
So it's one thing to read about the theory,
Right.
but seeing actual working examples really brings it all to life.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, do these examples cover a wide range of applications, or are they more niche?
No, they really cover an impressive range of
Oh,
applications.
wow.
Everything from like basic bioinformatics tasks,
Okay.
like, you know, if you want to run blast searches, align sequences, to
Yeah.
more complex workflows like
Yeah.
RNA sequencing analysis, variant calling, and even like machine learning pipelines.
So no matter what area of research you're focused on, there's a good chance you'll find some relevant examples to use as a starting point.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's really cool. It's almost like having a library of pre-coded solutions for common data analysis challenges
Right.
ready to be adapted and applied to your own data sets.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of ready-made solutions, you mentioned this NF Core project earlier.
Right.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, so NF Core is it's a community-driven project,
Okay.
and they develop and maintain this collection of like high-quality production-ready NextFlow pipelines.
Oh, wow.
And these are specifically for bioinformatics applications,
Okay.
and they're all rigorously tested and peer-reviewed,
Right.
so you know that they're reliable and robust.
So it sounds like NF Core takes this idea of pre-built examples and it just takes it to a whole new level. It's like having a team of expert bioinformaticians who have already designed and validated these pipelines for you. So you don't have to spend hours or days developing them from scratch. And it ensures you're getting like high quality results.
So NF Core basically removes that burden of pipeline development, so you can really just focus on your research question.
And these pipelines are designed with portability and scalability in mind, right?
Yeah, they are.
So they can be run on a variety of different computing platforms, everything from like your personal laptop to like high performance computing clusters. It's really remarkable how NextFlow, along with initiatives like NF Core, is really lowering the barriers to entry for data science. You know, it's making these powerful tools and techniques accessible to such a wider range of researchers and practitioners. And this democratization of data science has the potential to just accelerate discoveries across so many different fields. Now, with all of these amazing features and capabilities, are there any limitations to NextFlow?
That's a good question.
Like, are there certain types of analyses that it's just not well suited for?
Well, it's important to remember that, you know, no tool is perfect for every situation.
Of course.
And NextFlow is really primarily designed for those tasks that involve processing and analyzing data
Okay.
in a kind of structured pipeline-like fashion. So if your analysis is more exploratory or ad hoc,
Okay.
where you need to, you know, constantly tweak parameters and try different approaches on the fly,
Right.
then NextFlow might not be the ideal tool.
So not necessarily the best choice for those tasks that require a lot of like interactive data exploration or visualization.
There are other tools that are better suited for those types of tasks.
Right.
But for building and running robust, reproducible, and
Yeah.
scalable data analysis pipelines,
Right.
NextFlow really shines.
So far, we've mostly focused on the technical aspects of NextFlow, and I think our listeners have a pretty solid understanding of how it works and what makes it so powerful. But let's shift gears now and talk about the bigger picture. How is NextFlow actually impacting the research landscape? What kind of benefits are researchers actually seeing in their day-to-day work?
Well, one of the most significant impacts is this increase in like efficiency and productivity. By, you know, automating and streamlining those complex data analysis pipelines, NextFlow frees up researchers to focus on more creative
Right.
and intellectually demanding aspects of their work.
That makes sense. So less time wrangling data, more time actually interpreting results, generating hypotheses, designing new experiments. That makes a lot of sense because automation is all about, you know, freeing up human brain power to tackle those more challenging and interesting problems. And I imagine this increased efficiency also translates to like faster research cycles,
For sure.
potentially leading to more rapid discoveries.
Absolutely. And this is especially important in fields like, you know, biomedicine,
Right?
where researchers are constantly racing against the clock
Yeah.
to develop new treatments and cures for diseases.
Right.
So by accelerating the pace of research, NextFlow can actually have a real impact on like human health and well-being.
That's really inspiring to think about. It's incredible that a tool like this can actually contribute to these really important advancements in healthcare and all these other fields.
Yeah, absolutely.
But beyond just efficiency, what about the quality and reliability of research?
Right.
How is NextFlow helping researchers to produce like more robust and reproducible results?
Yeah, that's another area where NextFlow really excels.
Okay.
So by promoting those best practices in data analysis, like containerization, version control, clear documentation, it helps ensure that those research results are more reliable.
Right.
And reproducible.
Right.
And that's critical for building trust in the findings and ensuring that research can be independently verified and built upon.
It's like building a stronger foundation for the whole scientific enterprise.
Exactly.
And I imagine this emphasis on reproducibility also makes it easier for researchers to collaborate and share their work with others, knowing that their pipelines can be easily replicated and their results can be trusted.
Exactly. It kind of promotes a more open and collaborative approach to data science.
Right.
You know, it breaks down silos and it makes it easier to exchange knowledge and ideas.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So this all sounds really promising. It seems like NextFlow has the potential to revolutionize data science.
Yeah.
And as these data sets just continue to grow in size and complexity,
right,
the need for tools like NextFlow is only going to become more urgent.
Absolutely, yeah. I completely agree.
So as we enter this era of big data, NextFlow is poised to play like this critical role in unlocking the insights that are hidden within these massive data sets and driving scientific discovery forward.
For sure.
This has been an incredibly insightful discussion. Yeah. I feel like we've only scratched the surface of what NextFlow can do.
Yeah, definitely.
But before we wrap up, I want to touch on one final aspect that I think is particularly important, and that's the community surrounding NextFlow.
Right.
The source mentions this, like vibrant and supportive community, which can be so valuable, especially for anyone learning a new tool or facing those inevitable technical challenges.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit more about this community and the role it plays in the NextFlow ecosystem?
Absolutely, yeah. The NextFlow community is one of its greatest strengths.
Okay.
It's this really diverse and welcoming group of researchers, developers, enthusiasts from all over the world who are just passionate about sharing their knowledge and helping other people succeed with NextFlow.
Nice.
And there are a ton of online forums, Slack channels, social media groups dedicated to NextFlow.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you can connect with other users, ask questions, share tips and tricks, even collaborate on projects.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's so reassuring to know that there's a supportive network of experts and fellow learners out there who are willing to lend a helping hand.
Absolutely.
And I imagine this strong community also contributes to the rapid development and evolution of NextFlow itself.
Yeah, for sure.
As users provide feedback and contribute new features and improvements.
You're exactly right. The NextFlow community is like a driving force behind its ongoing development.
Okay.
And it helps to make sure that it stays at the forefront of data science innovation.
That's great. And this open and collaborative approach is one of the things that makes NextFlow so special.
Yeah.
It's not just a tool. It's really like a movement, a community of these passionate individuals who are working together to make data science more accessible, reproducible, and impactful.
Exactly.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And I think it perfectly captures the spirit of NextFlow.
Yeah.
And its potential to really transform the world of research and discovery.
For sure.
But on that note, I think it's time to shift gears once again.
Okay.
And talk about the practicalities of getting started with NextFlow.
Sounds good to me.
So we've established that the installation is a breeze. But once NextFlow is up and running, where does a curious researcher go next?
So where were we?
Well, we just established that installation is a breeze.
Right.
But once NextFlow is up and running, where does a researcher, you know, eager to learn, where do they go next?
Right.
Is there like that, is there a NextFlow 101 or something like that?
Well, there might not be like a dedicated NextFlow for beginner's book or anything like that.
Okay.
But there's certainly no shortage of resources to guide you.
Okay.
The official NextFlow documentation is, it's fantastic.
Okay.
It's incredibly comprehensive and it's easy to navigate. It has these clear explanations, practical examples.
Okay.
And it kind of progresses logically from basic to more advanced topics.
So even without like holding your hand through every single step, the documentation is good enough to get you comfortable.
Absolutely. It really empowers you to explore and learn at your own pace.
Okay, nice. Now, I know some people, they prefer a more hands-on approach when they're learning new things.
Mm.
So for those folks, does Nexflow offer anything that's a little more practical?
Yeah, for sure. So in addition to the documentation, they have a great collection of what are called pre-built examples.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, recipes for different data analysis tasks.
Oh, I see.
So you get these like concrete working pipelines that you can look at, dissect, even modify them to fit your own research needs.
So it's one thing to read about the theory, right?
Mm.
But seeing those actual working examples really brings it all to life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do these examples cover like a broad range of applications?
Yeah.
Or are they more niche, more focused on a specific area?
They cover a really impressive range, actually.
Oh, wow.
Everything from basic bioinformatics tasks, you know, like running blast searches, aligning sequences, to more complex workflows like RNA sequencing analysis, variant calling, even machine learning pipelines.
But no matter what you're focused on, chances are you'll find relevant examples to use as a starting point.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great. It's almost like having a library of pre-coded solutions for those common data analysis challenges, just ready to be adapted and applied to your own data sets.
Right.
Speaking of those ready-made solutions, you talked about NFCore earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate on how that initiative fits into the Nexflow ecosystem?
Yeah, so NFCore is it's this community-driven project.
Okay.
And they develop and maintain a collection of really high-quality, production-ready Nexflow pipelines for various bioinformatics applications.
Okay.
And all these pipelines are like rigorously tested, they're peer reviewed.
Nice.
So researchers can use them with a high degree of confidence, knowing that they're, you know, reliable, robust.
So it sounds like NFCore takes those pre-built examples to like a whole new level. It's like having this team of expert bioinformaticians who've already designed and validated those pipelines, so you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Which saves countless hours of development time and it ensures high quality results.
Exactly.
Yeah.
NFCore removes that burden of, you know, pipeline development, so you can focus on your research question.
Right.
And all the pipelines are designed with portability and scalability in mind.
Okay.
So they can be run on various computing platforms, you know, from your personal laptop to a high-performance computing cluster.
It's amazing how Nexflow, along with NFCore, is really lowering the barrier to entry in data science.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's making these tools and techniques so accessible to a much wider range of researchers.
It really is.
And this democratization of data science, it really has the potential to accelerate discoveries across all these fields.
For sure.
But even with all these user-friendly tools and that supportive community, there's always that nagging question, what if?
Right.
What if, you know, my research question kind of falls outside the scope of those existing pipelines?
Yeah.
What if my analysis needs a more, a bespoke approach?
Right.
Is Nexflow still a good option?
Mm-hmm. That's where Nexflow's real strength lies. Mm. So while it provides you all these pre-built solutions, it never boxes you in.
Okay.
Nexflow's flexible architecture and this expressive scripting language allow you to design and implement completely custom pipelines.
Okay.
Tailored to your specific research needs.
So you can leverage those pre-built pipelines when it makes sense, but you still have that freedom to customize, and you can even create bespoke solutions if you need to.
Right.
So it can adapt and evolve along with the research.
Exactly. It's a tool that really empowers researchers. It gives them the foundation, but it's up to the researcher to kind of mold it to fit their goals.
This deep dive into Nexflow has been truly enlightening.
It has.
We've explored its power, its ease of use, its vast and supportive community, and its potential to transform data science.
Yeah.
But before we wrap things up, do you have any final advice or words of wisdom?
Yeah, just embrace the learning process. Don't be afraid to experiment and connect with that Nexflow community. There's so much knowledge and support out there. And most importantly, have fun.
Okay.
Data science is such a fascinating field, and Nexflow makes it even more enjoyable and rewarding.
Those are great words of encouragement. Expert speaker, thank you so much for guiding us through this exploration of Nexflow. It's clear this tool is really changing the way we do data science, and it's opening up so many new possibilities.
It's been my pleasure. Nexflow is something I'm really passionate about, and I always enjoy sharing that enthusiasm.
And to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've learned something about the world of Nexflow, and we hope you're inspired to explore its potential. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.